Is God chastising Christian Iraqi refugees? There's a spiritual battle among America's First Nation youth. And we have a story about a movie, healing, and hope in South Asia. That's next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
Could this happen to us in America?
That was the question from Patrick Klein, president of Vision Beyond Borders, following his recent trip to northern Iraq. Thousands of Iraqi Christians are homeless, refugees forced from their homes in Mosul by Islamic State terrorists with the threat of convert or die.
One man told us, he said, I think God is chastising us because we forgot God. We stopped reading our Bibles, we stopped praying. And maybe God is using this. And he said, I want to tell you, my family and I were having devotions together every night. We're praying together. He said, we realize all we have is Jesus.
Klein says this was the hardest trip he's ever made and forced him to ask an important question.
Could we be forced with a decision? Are we going to follow Christ or have to walk away from everything we own? I pray the church in America would really love you passionately, that we would not lose our first love, Jesus.
Find out what they need at missionnews.org. Next, making sure all of Iraqi refugees get the aid they need is like trying to catch dandelion fluff. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
Refugee camps are literally being spawned off almost every single week. And the reality is that the NGOs and the aid just can't get into these areas fast enough. And the game is always changing as far as locations. What's the greatest need? So it really is a challenging situation.
Sometimes they're escaping in ISIS advance. Sometimes they're trying not to get killed in government crossfire. Always there's trauma and despair.
And that's really where some of our partners have concentrated some of their relief efforts. It's created an awesome opportunity for us to distribute our treasures, which is our solar-powered audio Bibles.
Hope draws people in. Listening groups have doubled in size.
We'd love to put 1,000 treasures in there in the next 30 to 60 days. That's going to impact more than 100,000 people who will hear. In most cases, they're hearing the gospel message for the very first time.
$50 puts a treasure in the hands of a refugee. Our website will provide a link for you to help. This is Mission Network News. Christians are being called to battle in the U.S., a spiritual battle, that is. In a four-month span, over 200 teenagers on the Pine Ridge Reservation either committed suicide or tried to. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
The thief, speaking of the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and this is the result. You got 12-year-old girls hanging themselves. You can't imagine a 12-year-old deciding to die. They haven't even lived yet.
RHM is sending a team of First Nation youth to Pine Ridge to share the hope of Christ.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will be there for an intensive hope blitz.
Will you surround them in prayer?
We really need the prayer of God's people for this, because this is not just a psychological issue. This is a spiritual battle with spiritual forces.
Meanwhile, many kids in the former Soviet Union are stuck in dysfunctional homes or orphanages without the gospel. But this summer brings a solution. Slavic Gospel Association is helping send kids to Bible camps. Kids get a week to meet others like them, get involved in camp activities, and dig deep into the Word of God. For many, this will be the first time they hear the gospel. And finally, can a movie bring people to ask for healing? A Gospel for Asia film team is traveling to villages showing a movie about Jesus to indigenous people. At one of the showings, a little girl was there. She'd been suffering for 15 days with a high fever. Well, after watching the movie, God gave her parents the faith to trust Him for their daughter's healing. God touched her and restored her. You can equip more film teams to reach people in remote villages by visiting our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.